Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Happy Monday, Black Twitter. I hope it's a happy Monday for you. I'm not crazy about it, but I'm trying to be optimistic. Bills paid? Check. Roof over our heads? Check. Clothes on our backs? Check. Then let's get it. Today I'm gonna tweet for people who vowed never to spend another winter in the Northeast. Yet here we are. Here we are. Every time we start having cold weather, I start wondering how I made it through the previous winter. My life goes from being real rosy to feeling like I'm a character in a Charles Dickens novel, abandoned in an orphanage, begging for porridge. You know it's bad when you're begging for more pasty porridge. That porridge looked like it was made from newspaper scraps and Elmer's glue. Like it could have been used for paper mache. Do you think they even put sugar in it? Would that have made it better or worse? Either way, that's the way the world feels to me until the temperature goes back above 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Send help. And then fly me south until May, please. Anywho, if you've been following Good Morning Black Twitter on Twitter, or you've been watching the show, you know that I've been on the lookout for a short story writer for something special I have planned. Well, y'all, I found a great writer. Her work is amazing. I can't wait to work with her. And I want to thank everyone who answered the call and sent me in their writing samples for consideration. Their response was awesome, and there are some really talented writers in Black Twitterville. Shout out to y'all. Now, if I haven't mentioned it, Halloween is my favorite holiday. Outside of the holidays where you get the whole day off just to eat all day. So, to celebrate, I'm planning a special Halloween episode of Good Morning Black Twitter. Will it be a trick? Will it be a treat? You'll just have to tune in and find out now, won't you? Good Morning Black Twitter's Halloween special will be released on October 31st. Okay, so down to business. Are you a Solange truther? If you're wondering what a Solange truther is, so am I. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're not looking for Solange's birth certificate or tax returns or anything, so we can kind of rule that out. But I'm thinking maybe Solange truthers think people are lying about Lovin' Solange's new album. If I got that right, tell me what I want, Johnny. Have you listened to Solange's new album, A Seat at the Table? I was listening to it on my commute to work last week, and I gotta say, I got Nathan. Don't get me wrong, like Solange's vocals are actually sublime, but nothing about her songs moved me or felt particularly memorable. And while it was all very easy to listen to, it was also very easy to tune out. And I mean, thanks for the Black Lives Matter message, but it's starting to feel like people are just going up, like extra up for anything that's kind of activist-y, Black Lives Matter-y lately. Like, remember how people would just applaud the person singing the Jesus song at the Apollo just because it was the Jesus song? Like, if we were honest, their performance isn't that great, but they're singing the Jesus song, so we're obligated to clap. And that's how I'm starting to feel whenever anything unapologetically Black comes out. Like, people are just gonna go way up for it because it's the Jesus song at the Apollo. Now, in all fairness to Solange, I don't really go for that genre of music. It's just not for me. And I don't really listen to anyone else in that genre either. Like her, Jhené Aiko, whoever else falls in that category. Like, I can even tell you who else falls in that genre because I just don't do that genre at all. The close I get to liking that style and vibe is Sade, and Sade actually has way more going on in her songs and style than anything in that genre. So it just is what it is, and it ain't for everybody. Speaking of unapologetically Black things I didn't see it for this weekend, Luke Cage dropped. And again, people went up like birthday balloons, and I'm just here made of questions. First of all, when is this show even taking place? Is it 1976 Harlem or 2016 Harlem? Can we pick one and stick to it? How is Luke such a prude he can't date the mama that comes into his shop every week, but in the very next scene, he could pick up a woman at a bar? Why did that meddlesome old man think it was a good idea to get between a mobster and his money? Why is the N-word a plot point in the show? Why is Jadakiss as hard as it gets? Wait, sorry, back to Luke Cage. My biggest issue with the show is this kind of just inconsistent melodramatic overreactions. I just don't understand anyone's motivation, and it takes me out of the show. It's like, imagine meeting someone on a first date, and right out the bat, they tell you you're the one they want to marry. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. We just met. Can I learn something about you first? What kind of girl do you think I am? And that's how I felt about Luke Cage. Like, they wanted me to invest in these characters too soon without really doing the work for it. Like, I'm supposed to cry that this character died and I just met you an episode ago, bruh. I also really don't care for Luke being just real preachy. Like, he's a fuddy-duddy. I mean, is it just me or is everyone around Luke Cage more interesting than Luke Cage? He's basically a black Superman that can't fly. Boring. I like my superheroes with internal conflicts and interesting perspectives, thank you very much. And spurred into action by more than just the N-word. And by the way, lemonade was a popular drink and still is. Wasn't a hot line in the song, still not a hot line in the show. Now, in all fairness to Luke Cage, I haven't finished binge watching the show and I've heard it gets better at the end of the season. But I can't say I'm optimistic. And y'all know how I feel about shows. There's just too much good TV to get stuck watching something that you don't like. I mean, I would cut Luke Cage off after 3 episodes like I do to network shows, but it's on Netflix and available for binge watching and I have the day off work, so I'll watch it through the rest of the day. And if it winds up being good, I guess I'll just be pleasantly surprised. Did you watch Luke Cage? Do you have a billion questions like I do? Hit me up in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or holla at me on Twitter at GMBTShow. And remember, whether you're watching or listening to the show, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. Let's argue about things that don't matter. Have a great morning, Black Twitter.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.